I didn't really get this until much later. I'd experienced success in the past, but it wasn't until I hit a wall that I began to connect my results with my approach. In less than a decade, we'd built a successful company with national and international ambitions. But all of a sudden, things weren't working out. For all the dedication and hard work, my life was in turmoil, and it felt as if everything was crumbling around me. I was failing.
Something had to give.
At the end of a short rope that looked eerily like a noose, I sought help and found it in the form of a coach. I walked him through my situation and talked through the challenges I faced, both personal and professional. We revisited my goals and the trajectory I wanted for my life, and with a full grasp of the issues, he set out in search of answers. His research was thorough. When we got back together, he had my organizational chart, essentially a bird's-eye view of the entire company, up on the wall. Our discussion started with a simple question. Do you know what you need to do to turn things around? I hadn't a clue. He said there was only one thing I needed to do. He had identified 14 positions that needed new faces, and he believed that with the right individuals in those key spots, the company, my job, and my life would see a radical change for the better. I was shocked and let him know I thought it would take a lot more than that. He said, "No. Jesus needed 12, but you'll need 14. It was a transformational moment. I had never considered how so few could change so much. What became obvious is that, as focused as I thought I wasn't focused enough. Finding 14 people was clearly the most important thing I could do. So, based on this meeting, I made a huge decision. I fired myself. I stepped down as CEO and made finding those 14 people my singular focus. This time the earth really did move. Within 3 years, we began a period of sustained growth that averaged 40% year over year for almost a decade. We grew from a regional player to an international contender. Extraordinary success showed up and we never looked back. As success begat success, something else happened along the way. The language of the one thing emerged. Having found the 14, I began working with our top people individually to build their careers and businesses. Out of habit, I would end our coaching calls with a recap of the handful of things they were agreeing to accomplish before our next session. Unfortunately, many would get most of them done, but not necessarily what mattered most. Results suffered. Frustration followed. So in an effort to help them succeed, I started shortening my list. If you can just do 3 things this week. If you can do just 2 things this week. Finally, out of desperation, I went as small as I could possibly go and asked, "What's the one thing you can do this week such that by doing it, everything else would be easier or unnecessary?" And the most awesome thing happened. Results went through the roof. After these experiences, I looked back at my successes and failures and discovered an interesting pattern. Where I'd had huge success, I had narrowed my concentration to one thing. And where my success varied, my focus had as well. And the light came on.
Going small.
If everyone has the same number of hours in a day, why do some people seem to get so much more done than others? How do they do more, achieve more, earn more, and have more? If time is the currency of achievement, then why are some able to cash in their allotment for more chips than others? The answer is they make getting to the heart of things the heart of their approach. They go small. When you want the absolute best chance to succeed at anything you want, your approach should always be the same. Go small. Going small is ignoring all the things you could do and doing what you should do. It's recognizing that not all things matter equally and finding the things that matter most. It's a tighter way.